This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. And hello. Okay, so Natalie's in a little bit of traffic, and I just thought I'd start yakking away here because I'm realizing, oh my gosh, she's going to be here this week, next week, the next week, and then that's it. And then she's going to have the baby, which is very, very strange for me. But I'm so excited for her, but it's still strange. Heather, don't you think it's a little strange?
I thought she was supposed to have the baby like 2 months ago.
This is like an elephant gestation. It just goes on and on and on and on. I am exhausted. And I feel like I'm going to talk about this before Natalie gets here because, you know, it's funny, like having four kids and being on the other side of it, a lot of times moms tend to talk about, I mean, we talk about the positive stuff, but we talk about the negative stuff like, oh, the carpool and the this and the that. So I need to talk about more of the positive things with Natalie because, you know, she's probably like a little nervous. But so here's my negative thing for the day. Katarina has this trip that she had to go on, and like seventh grade trip, and we had to be at school at 6:30 in the morning. Why? Why 6:30 in the morning? Why can't they leave at 8? 7:30. 6:30 is so early. It means you have to get up at 5:15. I have to go through her packing list, check everything, make sure it's all handled. And I was at Taekwondo last night with Coco while they were packing the final pack. We had laid everything out, but Danielle was helping her pack. And then I didn't really think about what bag she was packing in. And then this morning, I'm like, all right, you have everything here, lunch and snack. We're good to go. You know, went through the final checklist, put everything in the car, get to school, and everyone's got a rolly bag. And I went, oh, everyone has a rolly bag. And then I'm remembering in the recesses of my mind that they're like, you have to be able to carry everything and you can have one luggage. And her duffel's not that big. They're staying in like kind of bougie cabins. So it's not like they're camping. They didn't need sleeping bags and sheets and like when they go to sleepaway camp. But oh my gosh, I felt so bad. And then she insisted, she's got these water bottles, not like a swell bottle. Her water bottle is huge. It's like a big, I don't know if they call them a Yeti. I don't know. It's huge, huge water bottle. And she brought three of them with her. Three full of water. Three enormous water bottles filled with water in her backpack. Because she said she went online and looked and the water is yellow. I mean, they're staying in bougie cabins with bathrooms in them. I just can't imagine they have yellow water. How is that even possible? I don't know. Anyway, so can you imagine? It's like carrying stones in your backpack. So now she's got this backpack with three large things of water, and she's got this duffel bag that is not on wheels. And of course, this is a new school for her. And so I'm going, oh my gosh, how is she going to carry all this? I was like, okay. I'm like trying to do the math. Like, can I run home? Can I call my housekeeper and just have her grab a wheelie bag and just run it down here? The bus is like not going to leave for another 15 minutes. And she's like, no, no, it's fine. I can manage it. It's fine. And I was like, okay, then there we go. So I kissed her. The only thing that was kind of interesting, I knew I was coming up to LA today. So I was thinking about the turnaround time because I had to drop her off, go home and get dressed and get in the car to go up to LA. And I was like, I wonder if it's going to be one of those things where, you know, the parents stand there till the bus pulls away. Because that's usually what you do. And you stand there and you talk to each other and you can't really see in the windows of the bus and you're waving at random windows and then they drive off and then you leave. But this is interesting. And I don't know if this is oh, hello.
I just walking in.
Yes, look at Leopard Hottie.
You know what?
Look, we match.
Oh, how cute.
Come, we're recording.
I know, I see.
Come
that.
Sit.
I'm just...
Oh, my God. You're going to pop.
Oh, I know. This is no joke.
No, this really... That is not a joke.
No, I know.
Before we get started, CBD, it's all the rage. But did you know there are all kinds of CBD brands out there? Some good and some not so good. Fun fact, even though CBD is federally legal to buy online, thank you, Farm Bill, it is not regulated by the FDA, which is insane. So half the time, you have no idea what you're getting. And this is why you should trust Canvas CBD. They include third-party test results in the package, so you know it's high quality. You can see exactly what's in every bottle. Don't believe me? Try it for yourself. They're offering the first 500 listeners who respond to this offer their travel-size CBD relief cream for just $2. So go to canvasrelief.com. canvasrelief.com/Heather. That's Canvas Relief, R-E-L-I-E-F, canvasrelief.com/Heather, and get your travel size relief cream for $2 before they're gone. These normally go for $10, but our listeners can get it while supplies last. Canvas offers two premium CBD products, the best tasting full spectrum CBD oil on the market for rest and relaxation, the most powerful 500 milligram CBD cream for pain relief and inflammation. Canvas really works. But don't take my word for it. Try it and see. If you don't feel better, Canvas will give you your money back, no questions asked. Visit canvasrelief.com/Heather. That's canvasrelief.com/HEATHER and get your travel size of cream. No strings attached, no hidden subscription fees, just $2 to try the best CBD on the market. Hurry, when the first 500 are gone, they're gone. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How are you?
I'm good. I can't breathe.
No.
I'm just...
That's why I wanted you to drive with me so you could lay back a little.
You know what? Honestly, I have to stop like every few minutes to pee.
You have to get that thing. Who told us about that?
Did Lizzie? Diaper?
Not the diaper, that thing. Did Lizzie tell us about that thing? Someone told us recently about some kind of pad thing and you literally like put it in your underwear so you can pee. At a concert, in the car.
I haven't heard of this.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
But it's like a liner, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a diaper, to be honest.
It's a diaper.
But it's like something that parents buy for kids. And I guess there's one for adults also.
It's just, I mean, it would help me out so much. Because then you feel like you're going to pee your pants, and then you go to the restroom.
And it's a drip.
It literally. It's one drop. And then you're like, ah, you're so relieved. Okay, what were you talking about?
I was talking about I had to drop Kat off at the crack of dawn this morning.
And?
For her trip. She was good. So I was just getting to the part where I was waiting. You know how that moment I have to stand there and wait for the bus to leave?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I got to go. Uh-huh. She didn't have me do that.
She said, you can leave?
She was good. You know, we had a few luggage issues. I'll tell you about it later. But once I got her there, I was prepped. I had like a book in my hand. I had my phone. I had my glasses. I was ready to like hang for 20 minutes. And then I walked her like across the little way there and waited till she found her group of friends. Mm-hmm. And she went up to them and she was like, cool. And she hugged me and I said, have a great time, girls. Because I saw a lot of the parents saying goodbye and leaving.
Yeah.
There were a few parents hanging, but not that many.
Okay.
And so I thought, okay. So I said goodbye. I'm like, are you... Should I go? I said, should I go? Uh-huh. Not can I go? I said, should I go? And she's like, yeah, you can go. And I said, okay. But, you know, it's so funny. With some of the other kids, the minute they walk away, they never look back.
Of course.
Katarina's always looking back.
Oh, she is.
Oh, always looking back, always waving to the last second.
That's so sweet.
It's so sweet. Coco does a thing where I used to joke with her. I don't know if I've told you this, I probably have, but I used to joke with her. So the way you drop them off on the sidewalk, sometimes you're towards the front of the gate and sometimes the back.
Yeah.
So if you're towards the back, they get out of the car and they're walking on the sidewalk and you're driving, but you're basically driving next to them.
Right.
So I would roll down the window and talk as a joke.
Yeah.
So anyway, and at first she thought it was funny and now she thinks it's like hideous.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing. And so she'll say, don't walk with me. But now it's like almost a joke again.
Right.
Because like Coco was walking the other day and I had to stop because the kids were crossing the street and there was a little traffic person with the stop sign. Mm-hmm. So I had to stop and she was standing there talking to someone and I looked at her and she's like, oh my God. And I go, I had to stop. What do you want me to do?
Now you are talking.
Yes. But that's later hilarious. I was like, do you want me to run the kid over? I had to stop. Anyway, so I walked back and I turned around. She's waving at me. Oh, she called me. Heather.
Heather?
Well, you can't say mom because then everyone turns around.
That's so funny.
She's Heather. Turn around. So I'm waving and then I'm like, oh, right, I forgot. Okay. Because I thought once she was with her friends, she wouldn't like.
Yeah.
And I don't want to embarrass her. I don't.
Yeah.
So I just kept waving and waving. And then I got in the car and I backed up and I opened my window because she was still looking and waving.
That's so cute.
And I waved and I blew kisses until she couldn't see me anymore.
And when does she come back?
Friday. And here's the other thing. So she auditioned for the school play.
Yeah.
And, you know, this has been a whole thing. And you know what? I wasn't going to talk about something, and I'm going to talk about it because I'm so irritated. So, you know, she was part of this theater company, and we've discussed this before, and I wasn't really happy with the whole competition thing. But there were aspects of it that were really great for her, and she met a lot of really nice kids.
Yeah.
One of the teachers there, you know, one of the things I don't like about this studio is that it's a lot of gimme, gimme, gimme the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. You know, to me, and I, forgive me, I've said this before, but you know, you take a ballet class, and then the last few weeks they learn, you learn a something for the recital. Yeah. This is like they teach you the recital all year long. It's like they're not really taking lessons.
Teaching you like fundamentals.
They should be teaching you fundamentals.
Right, but they're not.
They're not. They're teaching them
A routine.
A routine. Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing is about teaching a routine. And maybe not all of the classes are like that, but many of them are.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kind of got over that, and it was really good for her. Moving on. She was taking private lessons with this one gal. I've told you with the competitions, every like solo and duet and whatever you do all requires a private lesson.
Yeah.
So you're paying now $50 to $75
additional
per lesson. Oy. Per solo, per this, per that. So it really adds up. It's a lot of money. But when your kids are so passionate about something and okay. Cut to, she's out of the theater company and she's going to school now, and we're trying to figure out what her schedule looks like, but she's taking dance instead of PE at school.
Okay.
So she's dancing a few times a week there, and she auditioned for the play, which I'm going to tell you about. Uh-huh. But we're waiting to see if she gets a role in the play and then what the schedule is before we fill in with other extracurricular activities.
Got it.
Because I hate planning everything, and then you got to change everything.
Right, right.
So one of the teachers at this studio invites Kat and her friend to perform at her baby shower.
Okay.
She's pregnant. She's having a baby.
Yeah.
They all really like her. And she wants them to perform at her baby shower. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And she invited all the kids.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, all right, well, she's very close with them. I think that's great. She invited all the kids to the baby shower. She's going to have some of them perform.
Yeah.
That's sweet. But guess what she wants?
What?
Private lessons to rehearse for the baby shower that I am supposed to pay for, $75.
What?
Yes.
She wants you to pay?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Hi, would you do me the honor of performing at my... Wait, come to my baby shower. I'm assuming buy me a gift. Perform, take some time away and rehearse this number and perform at my baby shower. And you need to pay me.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever
heard. By the way, it's disgusting. And so she told me, and I went, huh. But I knew this was like the last hurrah, and she wanted to do this with this other girl, this duet. And I'm going, and I'm thinking, so is the other girl paying $75 also? And now you're getting $150 per private lesson for your baby shower?
Oh,
it's so disgusting.
Gosh.
So, and then... She insisted, before the first lesson, she insisted that I Venmo her beforehand so that she could, quote, reserve the studio. So she knew it was happening.
Yay.
So I Venmoed her, and she canceled.
What?
Uh-huh. And then I kept trying to reschedule it, and there was never any times, and she's busy. And I think we finally did reschedule it. Kat thinks we didn't, but I think we did. I think she actually did that first. She did. She did that first lesson with her and this other girl. And then this teacher like wanted to bring another kid into it after they'd already worked on this thing and already done the private lesson. And then so they had to work on this other girl's. It was becoming like a shit show.
Oh, my God.
And I had sort of dripped to Kat, not in a horrified way, but kind of like, gosh, that just seems so weird to me that you should be paying to perform at her shower. She's like, yeah, it is weird, right? I'm like, yeah. I go, but look, you know, it's part of your gift to her, so we'll just think of it like that. And I was trying to like be nice about it.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, Kat got so irritated that she brought in some other kids, didn't ask them about it, changed the whole thing up. And it was like, you know, she brought in this girl who is a much better dancer than they are, which not that Kat cares, but like they were designing it for the two of them.
Right.
And then you bring in someone that's 10 times the dancer that they are. So now all of a sudden they're like background people.
Right.
To this. It was just so not nice. So Kat says to me, look, I don't know how to do this, but I don't want to do this anymore. They had picked costumes. I had ordered the costume, gotten the it wasn't expensive or anything, but I'd gotten the costume in. And then they decided to change them.
Oh,
on and on and on. So finally,
For a baby shower.
For a baby shower. So I said, and there was so much drama between the friends and everything because of this. But I was letting sort of Kat lead the way on this whole thing. So I said, she said to me, listen, I don't think I want to do this anymore. And I was like, I agree. I think that's a very sound decision. And you have other things going on that day and whatever. So yeah. I wrote her a text and I said, hey, thank you so much for including Katarina. So sorry, but she's going to have to bow out. We have a bunch of family obligations. Congratulations. And I hope you have a great shower.
Oh, my goodness. Did she respond?
No.
She didn't?
No. And she had been texting me and hounding me about the when are we going to get together for the lesson.
That is so bizarre. Did you already have like sort of a bad feeling about this person?
No.
Oh.
But this whole studio's like this. There was a thing where, you know, I don't want to get into it. It's so boring. But I mean, there is just so many things just like this. Nickel and diming, extra projects, I don't like it.
So, but you're completely done with it now.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We're totally done.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thank goodness. But now she's waiting to hear about the play.
Right. And when does she hear about
that? So listen to this. So she auditioned. And I said, remember I told you I gave her this big pep talk and everything? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, have fun. And you know, and she texted me and we had this really good moment.
Yep.
She did so well. She got a call back. Uh-huh. And she's up for the lead in the show.
That's so exciting.
She finds out on Friday when she comes back from the trip.
Oh, I hope she gets it.
I know. I'm totally freaking out.
Does she think she's going to get it? Is there another person that she's sort of worried about?
It sounds like there's three. It sounds like Katarina and two others are in contention.
Okay.
But she did tell me that one of the girls couldn't be at the callback, so she got to put herself on tape.
Ah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You're like, that's not fair in our world.
Well, I mean, look, in the professional world, yes, there are people that are on the West Coast and they're casting something on the East Coast. Yeah. That you absolutely do that.
Right.
And is there a little bit of an advantage?
Well, yeah, because you can re-record, try it again.
You can send them the best version. It's totally true. But I have to say, on the other side, there's something better, in my opinion, always about being there live in person, because there's some kind of magic.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of being in the room, which I think also gives you an advantage in that way.
Right.
But yes, with today's technology, I mean, you could put together, a music video.
Exactly.
And send it in.
Oh, well, I hope she gets it.
I so hope she gets it. Yeah. Oh, I'd be so happy. And she keeps, because this character, so it's they're doing Shrek, and she's up for Fiona, and Fiona taps. There's a big tap dancing number.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's like a ripaway skirt, a tap dancing number. Yeah. And Kat can tap.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so she's excited. And I think she's hinging
for Fiona. Everything.
But she's so excited. Like, she went into the instructors and the people that are running it and said, I'm just curious if you have any notes for future auditions and what. I mean, she's just.
Look at her.
She is just all in.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Would you have ever thought that you would have one child that was going to be literally just like you in that sense?
It's funny because Max, as you know, is such a good singer. I think that they're both like me and not like me.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the way Katarina handles herself. I mean, as passionate as I've always been, she's so passionate and she does it in such a smart way that I don't think I was as savvy at her age.
But I think there's different factors, right? Because you sort of grew up in that business. Your mom didn't. So I think you're helping guide her. You're also putting her in all these, you know.
That's a good point.
There's so many things that you're sort of, she has such an advantage having you.
Yeah, maybe so.
But she has the passion. She has for sure the passion.
Yes, but maybe even more. I mean, unbelievable.
So exciting.
And then Max, you know, with that voice.
I know. Oh,
it's just crazy to me. She doesn't want to sing.
Maybe she will.
Eventually. You never know.
You never know.
Nicky is playing the guitar.
Yeah, he just like taught himself.
Remember he took lessons a few years ago?
Yeah.
And so he one day picked up, so Terry's brother, Kevin Dubrow, who was the lead singer of Quiet Riot, Nicky has a lot of his memorabilia in his room. He's got all these guitars and everything. And so he picked one of the guitars off the wall and just looked up a YouTube video.
Right.
And just taught himself. And then he asked me for my acoustic guitar, so I gave him that. And now he's like so into it.
My God, I need to get all the girls in high school.
That's what I said.
Like, seriously.
I'm like, honey, yeah.
And he's
hot.
Looking so handsome.
Oh, he's so
cute.
Oh,
my gosh.
I know.
So crazy.
He's so officially taller than Terry. And I think he's like a breath away from 5'11".
Crazy. Oh, my God.
I wonder if he's going to hit 6 feet. I hope he does. How tall are you, Colin? 6'1". 6'1"'s a good height.
Yeah, that's good.
I say taller than your dad.
You are taller than your dad?
That's all I care about.
That's all he cares about.
That's
well, Terry,
so
Diggy's already taller than Terry. Isn't that so funny?
I wish I could say I'm taller than somebody.
We're going to take a quick break here, but I wanted to take time to thank today's sponsors who keep the podcast free. Check out the links to their deals in the show description, as well as the link to my Amazon influencer page that helps out the show while you shop. Speaking of sponsors, let's talk clothes. I mean, we all like new clothes, right? You like that feeling of like a different, new, fresh outfit, right? Like it's kind of like elevates your mood. It makes you want to get dressed. Sometimes you save things for that perfect moment. But sometimes you can't afford to buy a new outfit every single time. So there's this incredible company called Haverdash. That's H-A-V-E-R-D-A-S-H, Haverdash. It's the newest online wear and return rental subscription service for everyday clothing. Because you know what? They believe that there are the clothes you have, like the staples of your wardrobe that you invest in and you own them. And then there are the clothes that add, you know, a dash of color, print, fashion, or trend to your wardrobe. And these are the pieces you rent. You get to rock them once and send them back as often as you want per month for a flat monthly fee of $59. I mean, think about that. Fall in love with getting dressed again. And now, I mean, you could just rotate your clothes every week if you wanted to. You could do it as you could have new outfits for every weekend. You can fill your virtual closet with everything you want to wear, from things you know that will work to things you may normally shy away from buying. Because remember, you can wear it once and return it for your next new item. You can get 3 items shipped at a time, and you can enjoy wearing your items. You can wear things once or honestly as often as you want, and then you send back all 3 items to get your next shipment of 3. But remember, you can swap out your items for new ones as often as you want per month. And if you fall in love with something, you get to buy it for a discounted price. All this for $59 a month, making Haverdash the most affordable subscription wear and return rental service. Head over to haverdash.com and sign up today. There's no commitments and you can cancel at any time. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. If you like my show, you're going to love Make Spidey Famous Again on Podcast One. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, along with their miracle baby Gunner, are taking over the hills again in their never-ending quest to be famous celebrities again. They're tackling pop culture with the help of some of their A-lister friends. Check out Make Spidey Famous Again every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was productive.
Productive? What are you doing now?
Well, it's just getting like the last things handled.
Like?
Like ordering my pump and doing like all those things that I feel like I wasn't really thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the insurance companies and just making sure that, you know, she'll be covered and getting
birth certificate?
No.
That happens when you're at the hospital.
Oh my gosh, I'm losing the word.
Sounds like
the
pediatrician?
Pediatrician. Oh my Lord.
Did you go interview people?
No, but I think I'm going to go with Dr. Matlick.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. Just
yeah.
Go to her.
Yeah. So
I've already done it for you.
She's not. Yeah, exactly. She's not under my thing. So I'm going to have to change or get Riley to change his because she'll go under Riley's.
Right. But I had to do that too.
Yeah.
It was a pain. Oh, well, you only have one.
Yeah.
I had to fill out like triplicate forms, like 5,000 pages for each kid.
I know.
And they couldn't, like, I go, can't you just use that this information part for the, nope.
I know. So I had to do all that stuff. I don't know. It's just, and it's just like the mental thing for me right now. It's, I'm really having a kind of a hard time.
Are you nervous?
Yes. Like, I'm freaking out a little bit about
really?
It. Yeah. Not even about the C-section part. That
no.
part, I'm
You're
fine.
Good. Yeah, it's surgery. It's fine.
It'll be good. It's the, okay, here you go.
It's the weirdest
All yours.
Thing. Bye.
Bye. Like, what?
And they let you just have
yeah,
this child
like,
and take
you,
it home.
I don't
home.
Have to take a test. You, yeah. you don't know. You don't want to ask me questions.
It's harder to get the real ID.
Right.
I know.
It's really petrifying.
Yeah.
And Riley's like, it's fine. He's just so cool about everything. And I'm like, you're not freaked out a little bit, just a tiny bit. And I went to the charity event. It's called Savannah's Reach that I
oh,
went
yeah,
to last
I saw.
Year.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there. Oh, my God, I have a story for you. But we're sitting there and, you know, I mean, I'm 9.5 months pregnant and I'm, you know, we're at this event and, you know, this little human being, you know, passed away from SIDS and it just it puts everything into perspective and it just freaks me out that, you know, anything can happen. And it just like that just sort of started the whole anxiety.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, oh my gosh.
Listen, there's a lot of worries and they just don't ever end.
I know.
But you know what? I got a comment, one comment. I was talking about this before you got here, from someone saying, yes, this happens, but focus on the good stuff
yeah.
about having kids. Because I feel like, you know, as a lot of times as moms, we go, oh, it's the carpool. We complain about the stuff
right.
that's complainable. But I feel like me to mm-hmm. you and you to you have to focus more on the positive stuff. And because
yeah.
there's no need to worry. So, you know, the Buddhist thing we always like to say, like, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional.
Right.
Like, why suffer it now? It's all going to be what it's going to be. So you can take the next 3 weeks and suffer it and worry about it.
Yeah.
And every little thing that can go wrong and da-da-da. Or you can do this. You can spend the next 3 weeks being completely...
2 weeks
being... Well, you know what? I was looking at shows. That's why I'm saying
oh.
three. I was saying this week, next
oh.
week, the one after. So it's what? It's 2 weeks from Friday.
Friday,
right?
Yeah.
So, right. So you have to find... However you're going to do that, you've got to find your way. Like, get a maternity massage.
Yeah.
And take an extra nap. Force yourself to do
yeah.
it. And stop worrying about everything. And just go... All right.
Yeah.
This is a first and a last. It's the first time I'm having a baby. It's the first time I'm going to have this moment before having Piper alive
yeah.
and in my life. And my last moments of being without a child. And those are all very interesting
yeah.
reflection moments. And maybe think about it, journal it if you want to. You know, I can't journal because I'm always afraid someone's going to read it. But, you know, like find that space.
Yeah. And I feel like I've been pretty good so far. I think it's just now that it's okay.
Imminent. Yeah.
It's literally time. And she could come at any time.
Yes.
That it's freaking me out. Like, okay, really, like my life is about to change. And I just have to like mentally prepare myself for it.
You can't,
everything.
Though. That's what I'm
that's
saying. You can't. So don't worry about mentally
yeah.
preparing for it. Just
sort of let it go.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
You got to let it go. You can't prepare for it. But you can't. There's most things in life. You can do your best. Like you've
yeah.
already prepared. I think this is the lesson, if you will. But it's like whether you're going to college, you're having a baby, or you're about to get married. There's certain things you do to prepare. You've already bought the pumps. You have the clothes. There's
right.
a crib. You've got the
Everything
snoo.
That I could
yeah,
do, I've
guess
done.
Guess what? Check the box.
Yeah.
You've prepared.
I know.
Now... You got to release it.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea. And guess what? Neither does she. So you're going to figure it out together.
It's so true. It's so true.
Right?
Yep.
I want to hear your story. And I also have to tell you about my weekend in New York and the
yes.
longest U.S. Open tournament in history. And
how was New York?
It was good.
Uh-huh.
It was a solid, really, really good. I'm so tired right now from getting up at 5 a.m. and from coming home. So I'm
yeah.
just like, I'm a little like loopy. We were supposed to go to Cabo tomorrow,
right.
as you know, for Terry's birthday. And we decided to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's wrong. It's just we have to go to Minnesota the following weekend. It was too much time away from the kids. It was too much traveling. And also, I think we're both so tired. We were thinking, well, would that be good to go to Cabo and just sit there
right.
for a few days? I don't know. I just think we both looked at each other and we were like, gosh, the weather's going to be great here this weekend. We've got this great house.
Like,
the thought
why?
Of packing and getting on a plane again and going somewhere. And I don't know.
Are you regretting it a little bit?
The only thing I'm regretting is the sleep. I couldn't leave the kids for that long, though. I think the truth is, because New York turned into a 3-day trip instead of a 2-day trip, I mean, coming home, we got home Monday night like at almost midnight.
Right.
Went to sleep at like 1, and we would have left tomorrow morning. So
you wouldn't have
home for 2 days. And I'm in L.A. all day Wednesday, so it would be 1 day home. I didn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
So selfishly, did I want to go sleep somewhere for 3 days? Yes. Am I going to get to sleep at home? No, but it's okay.
And then the kids will be able to spend it with Terry for his birthday.
And there's that, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Terry doesn't care about his birthday.
I know. But for them and you.
Yeah. Well, I did a couple of cute things for him.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'll tell you about them later. But I did a few just cute little things. Because, you know, he doesn't like presents. He doesn't want a celebration. Yeah. He doesn't want a cake. He's sort of hard to buy for. But I will say this. So our weekend started off a little rough because, so you remember like 2 weeks ago, we'd gotten into this argument and then we made up and he said, oh, and I'm deeply in love with you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny how that can happen and then fall off the cliff so quickly.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to truncate this story a little bit. But what happened was we were here all day Wednesday, great day, blah, blah, blah. And we went out to dinner on Wednesday night and it just did not go well. Mm-hmm. And I really think part of the problem was when we made up, let's call it, from, it wasn't really a fight.
Yeah.
That week before. It was like a thing, whatever. So when that happened, I don't think it was like a real conversation, even though it was, it wasn't. We didn't discuss anything. I don't think we solved anything.
Right.
I felt like I said what I had to say, but I don't think it resonated with him as well as I had hoped it would. Because on Wednesday, when we got into this argument, he brought it all back up again, which typically is not like him.
Right.
Here's the other thing I think. And I've been saying this for months, like he has been so tired and so overworked and so edgy. And I've been sort of tiptoeing around him and just like going with the flow and this and that. But something happened, as I told you last week, that I was upset about that needed to be handled and addressed. So I think in Terry's mind, and I told him this, I go, it's almost like you want to be mad at something or someone because you're tired and you're overworked and you're cranky, and I opened the door for you.
Right.
And gave you a reason
and then
to take it out of me. And it was just bad. So we got into this argument Wednesday night. He did, really. I was just present for it.
Yeah.
And so went home, and the next day I didn't really see him. He was working the whole day. I was with the kids and, you know, whatever I was doing. And then I had back to school night that night. Oh my gosh, Katarina's teachers are so fabulous.
Oh, that's so
cool. My God, what a great school.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I went to, they give you your schedule, you know, and you just go room to room like we do at the high school. Mm-hmm. And it was just like
easy.
Amazing. And it was cute. Like there was one parent was, one of their sons goes to school with Kat and their other son goes to high school with the twins.
Okay.
And he's been to our house. So cute. Such a great school anyway.
Yeah.
So I did that, came home and we were like polite to each other.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm thinking, are we even going? Should we be going? And I had meetings on Monday I couldn't cancel. So I was like, I don't know, maybe we cancel this. I'll go by myself. But I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then we got up at the crack of dawn, 4:30 in the morning, got up.
Not really talking, but just going.
Just going. Got up, got dressed. I had packed for him.
Uh-huh.
And, well, Samara had pulled all of his clothes for him. And so, and to be honest, Ina packed it. But anyway, I'm the one that implemented.
You facilitate the whole thing.
I facilitated. Well, you know, back in the day, I used to do all of that.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing any of it because he wears a black shirt and black pants and a black belt and black shoes. And what's the point? But I wanted him to look cute, you know? So I had Samara, like, pull some cute things. Anyway. So he was all packed and ready to go. I go, all you have to do is give me your DOP kit and I'll just put it here. It was just like everything was handled.
Okay.
And we get the car, he sleeps.
And are you doing this because you almost want to be like, see, like you really can't get mad at me even more?
No, I'm doing this because it's his birthday weekend.
But you would do it anyways, really. Let's be honest.
I really, really, really had a reason to be upset with him.
Right.
On a couple of different levels He knows it.
Yeah.
And I think if it hadn't been such an important weekend on so many levels for me, business wise, for him,
yeah,
that we're, you know, going to something for his birthday, I'm not sure I would have been as magnanimous.
No?
No.
Interesting. Okay, keep going.
I still probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have been as...
like, okay.
It's... like, everything's fine, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So we get to the airport and we get on the plane. And one of the flight attendants I went to high school with.
Oh.
How random. She's so cute. So yeah. I, oh my God, hi. Da, 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 da. So we're talking. Now I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm like arguing with my husband and she's our flight attendant. And this is so awkward, but it was so funny. Cause you know, like when you see someone from high school, it's like no time has passed.
Oh, totally.
Oh, after 10 minutes, whatever, she was asking me a question. I'm like, yeah, well, we're not really talking right now. So
she knew.
Oh, she was so funny. Yeah. She was so cute. We're talking about people we knew and who she's still friends with. That's and who I'm so sorry. Great. It was really funny. Anyway, so I went over to Terry's chair and I go, hey, listen, let's work this out. Mm-hmm. He would not have any of it. And then I tried going back a few minutes later and like in a jokey way,
uh-huh.
Like, hey man, let's work this out. I'm like, look, no one has cancer. No one's dying.
Yeah.
Nothing that has happened is insurmountable. Why don't we just, this is a big weekend and we should be going in with the right headspace, or why did we come?
Right.
And he's like, well, because you've got all these meetings on Monday. And I go, well, I could have gone by myself. And he's like, oh, I wasn't going to start that war. And I thought, okay, that's good.
Uh-huh.
He realizes that would not have been a good
right.
Smart man. So, yeah. So finally, the third time I went over, because
uh-huh.
he wanted to go back and fight. I go, no. No fighting.
This is not me coming.
I'm like, look. This is, we're going here for your birthday. Yes, yeah. I have things on Monday, but this is for your birthday. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going to ruin his birthday weekend. Can you imagine?
No.
We'll
never get the end of that.
Let's be adults. We're here. We love each other. This is an issue that will be fixed and we'll talk about it another time, but this isn't it. So why ruin this fun thing we have planned?
Yeah.
He goes, okay. And he kissed me. I go, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then...
so you go back to your little pod.
So I go back to my pod. I had a really nice flight, too.
<That's good. laughs>
There's a lot of champagne. There was warm nuts. It was just really good. So we get there. We stayed at the Mandarin Oriental this time, mm-hmm. Which is right in Columbus Circle. The most gorgeous view of the park from our room. I mean, really stunning. And the hotel was very nice. I think I still like the rooms at the Baccarat better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you guys this because so many people constantly ask me where to stay in New York. And I wanted to try... You know what? If anyone has New York hotel suggestions, I would love to hear some new places because I typically would go to the same two or three places.
Mm-hmm.
But this was good.
Yeah.
And it was right at... So Columbus Circle is right on the corner of Central Park,
okay.
Which is great because we wanted to run in the park and I didn't want to have to like walk four blocks to get there and whatever. So we checked into our hotel. We have this beautiful room. They had left us champagne. Oh, and then I had told, you know, our American Express person that it was Terry's birthday. So we check in. They're like, happy birthday, Dr. Rowan. He's like going to kill me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you got to be very particular.
He doesn't like people saying, he's like, don't ever tell the waiter. I'm like, I know, no, I'm sorry. And I mean, what? Does he need the free molten lava cake dessert
right.
and the half a bottle of champs they're going to leave in the room? No.
But he hates it.
He hates that. So oopsies. Anyway, so we get up to the room, we unpack whatever. And then we went out to dinner with my family.
Yeah.
And David had recommended, he always knows the coolest places to go, mm-hmm. especially in Manhattan. So David had told us to go to this place called Chinese Tuxedo because Terry wanted Chinese food.
Right.
It's in an old opera house and it's like way downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're driving and Freddie, who is our driver in New York, who we also got from David, he's the Pete of New York,
right?
Quite frankly. He's driving in circles. And Freddie, you know Freddie. Freddie knows how to get everywhere and he will back up.
Doesn't like, matter where,
in
yeah.
In the middle of four lanes going the other direction and just manage to get there. I go, Freddie, are we lost? He's like, I can't find the place.
Uh-huh.
So he's looking, he goes, so he pulls up to the curb and he goes, hold on. So he hops out and he runs down the street. And he goes, oh yeah, okay. So it's a place you actually can't drive to.
Uh-huh.
You have to walk. And I was not wearing walking shoes. This is very important because, you know, I only travel with a carry-on.
Yeah.
And I have to be very choosy in which shoes I'm bringing.
Right.
So this was the night we had Freddie.
Uh-huh.
That was a non-walking night.
I mean, how far did you have to walk?
Well, picture that it's drizzling.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to protect my hair and I want to hold my jacket over my head. And it's like, kind of like some potholes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The floor is wet and it's not that even. And there's some cobblestone
floor.
But it's also it's like right next to Chinatown. Like it's just an oddball place. Anyway, walked in, the coolest place ever.
Really?
Oh, amazing music, the coolest vibe. You feel like you're kind of like in Singapore or something. I don't know. It was amazing.
And the food?
Food was really good.
Really?
Really, really good.
So he loved
it. Wasn't like typical like Cantonese kind of Chinese that I like, but for a one-off, I loved it. It was really fun. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a TrueCash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate TrueCash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises, and then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. So we were there with my mom and my aunt and my uncle. And okay, here's where it gets a little bad again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hope she's not listening to this episode.
Uh-oh. Turn it off, Mom.
Turn it off. I told her to stop listening. Okay, so we're sitting there, and we're talking about this, that, and the other thing, and they bring up the fashion line. And I'm explaining about the capsule collection, December 7th, by the way, everybody. But I just found out, I think you can start shopping a couple weeks before.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. I can't wait. I'm going to keep you guys updated. But anyway, and you too. So I'm trying to share with them, and I have pictures of my logo scarf. Uh-huh. I am so proud of my logo scarf. It is so cool. And there's a little nod to my grandmother on there. And it's just excited about it. We're using it for scarves. It's going to be, you know, tone on tone print inside its jacket, inside of jackets for the spring, inside of some of my accessories. It's really, really cool. So I was just sort of like proud to show it.
Yeah.
And my mother was so negative.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But she loves the art and fashion sort of aspect of...
Yeah, so here's what I can't tell. I can't tell if she's annoyed, because remember she and I designed the Colette bottle together when I did the champagne? I really wanted to do that with her. I'm not an artist.
Right.
At all.
Right.
You know, I certainly do know my limitations. I mean, I'm not even a good doodler.
But you're a visionary. You see it in your head and you can explain it and someone else can.
Exactly. Yeah. So when it comes to things like that, to artwork, for anything, for, you know, a logo, for a company or, you know, something for fashion, whatever it is, you usually commission someone to do this kind of thing for you. But the thing is, first of all, I needed it yesterday. Second of all, I didn't think to ask her to do it. And number three, I wanted to use Nicole.
Right.
Because we've been working on other things together in this vein, and
it just made sense. Yeah,
but also she's been doing all the logos for Heather's Closet and everything. It just made sense, and I had asked her to do that ink sketch, to find someone to do the ink sketch of that I want to do, the whole thing. So, and this is the last thing. When I've asked her to do things before, if I don't like what she's done, she's pissed.
Right.
Like, you have to just release yourself, and she has to hand you something, and you have to be okay with it. And I can't work like that.
It's hard to work with. Yeah.
But I swear, I didn't even think of any of that. None of it. But I think in that 1 second where I said, yeah, Nicole and I, blah, 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 and this is the logo scarf. I just wonder if in that one moment it was all about her, that I didn't ask her, that she's, and she looks at it and she was like, it's lovely. She passes it to my aunt. I'm like, okay. She's like, well, that's a very, and she starts commenting on the style of the font and how it's not right and the whole thing.
And what does your aunt say? She loved it.
I love it. It's gorgeous. Tara's like, show him the, like this other thing that I designed. And I'm like, no.
We're good.
And I was like, no, I'm good. And then it turned into like a thing. And then she was like getting irritated with me. And I was completely irritated. So now I've got Terry on my left side with that whole situation. Mm-hmm. And now I've got her on my right side. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Do I not do enough for all of you people? What is the deal?
You can't win.
So I looked at Terry and I go, you need to be nice to me right now in like a really nice, real way, or I am going to go nuclear. I can't have you on this side and her on this side. I'm literally, I can't even digest. And he was like, okay. He held my hand and he was like, good. And he was engaging. So I thought, okay, I need to change the subject because I'm pissed. Uh-huh. And I was excited. This is my family who, you know, we're never with, who I know my aunt and uncle wanted to hear about what I'm doing. And I know my mother did too, but she just ruined it. So we're not going to talk about me, and I don't want to hear about whatever. So I thought, what's the neutral subject? Terry.
Tell them about...
Why don't you tell them about your botch commercial that you just filmed? And then all I had to do...
Was sit back
and drink my drink.
That sucks, and
it
I'm sorry.
Sucks. Yeah, it sucked. It really sucked. And she won't see that for what it is.
But do you think she'll... You don't think she'll ever... ask you about it and be like, well, how is it going? Maybe she'll feel bad eventually.
No, she's not like that. She forgets the second after it's happened. She's very good. I wish I had this quality. She's very good at just moving on.
Have you talked to her since?
Oh, yeah. Like, nothing's wrong.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing's wrong. Spoke to her the next day. Nothing's wrong. What a lovely evening.
Mm.
Place was divine.
Right. Do you feel like you just want them to be supportive? Do you want some sort of approval from her because you know how this is sort of...
It's like this. When you're getting dressed to go out and you're in your house and you say to your roommate, okay, should I wear this? Or, you know, I have other options. Look, but what do you think? And they look at you and they think you don't look really great in that outfit. Mm-hmm. They can tell you, as a real friend,
yeah.
Hey, listen, that looks great, but one, just as an alternative, why don't we just do like a comparison?
There's a way
put on the blue one and then... Let's go back and be like, nope, you were right. First instinct, go with the first one.
Yeah.
Or, oh, look, that's the dress. When your friend or roommate is already dressed, you're in the car or the train or the bus or the subway, and you're on your way to said event, and your friend says to you, does this look okay? Guess what? The answer 100% of the time is yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you don't got another option.
There, what is she going to do? Turn around?
Right.
Go home? No. All you're telling her right. is that she looks bad and she should be insecure for the rest of the night. So I didn't show her the scarf saying, here's a concept drawing.
Yeah.
I said, so, and I was explaining, I'm waiting for samples of this, but the couple of things that are done are this and this and this. Let me show you the first one is the
right.
scarf. Let me show this to you. And I showed her. So it's not like this...
I know. That's hard.
It just wasn't cool.
Well, I think it's because you know where she's coming from.
I didn't in that second. Honestly, she's an incredibly talented,
yeah.
talented person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it's coming from a place of, well, that sucks. You didn't ask me.
Yeah, but why does
you.
It always have to
I
be
know.
About her?
No, I
why
know.
Why can't I say something? Like if I say, yeah, so the company that's making all of my accessories is in Italy.
Right.
And we're going in June. And actually, one of the gals that I'm working with at HQ, Kesha, is getting married and going on her honeymoon in Italy and going to the place to check some things out.
Ah.
Which is so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that way she could send me back some things, and she's taking some samples I want her to take over there, and so that's a really great thing. So I'm telling this story, and I go, yeah, so a lot of the accessories are being custom made in Italy, which is so cool, you know, to be able to bring that level of luxury to Shop HQ. So I'm telling this story, and I go, yeah, so we're going in June, and she's like, well, I could go, but it's anything I say.
Yeah.
It's like what's in this for me?
Right.
I can't stand that. Anyway, so Saturday we get up, we go for a run, we're running in the park. It's amazing. The weather is perfection. We get back, we get dressed, we go downtown, and we go to Restoration Hardware Cafe.
Oh, so beautiful, isn't it?
It's so beautiful. It's 5 stories. The restaurant's on the rooftop. There's chandeliers hanging. There's hedges everywhere.
I know.
Hedges everywhere. Ugh. And they have a bar on the 3rd floor, and you can get a drink while you wait for your reservation. They're like, they don't take reservations, and they have like a 2-hour wait.
Ugh.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we had a nice moment with the hostess and got seated right away at this beautiful table. And everyone is just dressed gorgeously. I mean.
And it's fashion week.
I know, but even more than that, it's Saturday in New York.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Everyone just dresses beautifully. Gosh. So everyone's dressed. Everyone's sipping champagne. You know, we stop to talk to a few tables of people. Very nice. Just whatever. Yeah. We sit down at our table. Of course, Terry has us move to a different table. But the second table was even better than the first. And I ordered a bottle of Dom Pei.
I
got, they have, you know, I love smoked salmon. So they had smoked salmon with big crusty bread and pickled vegetables.
Yum.
Oh, it's so good. And we got a little salad and he's never had avocado toast.
I saw your story. That's hilarious.
Why is he obsessed? It's avocado on toast.
But he said he wouldn't order it again?
He thinks because it's fattening, because he doesn't eat bread.
Right.
And whatever. I don't know. He loved
so
it.
So funny.
So good. Anyway, so we were sitting there and... after about a drink, I don't know who brought it up, but we had like the conversation of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about like, cause you know, you guys all know me and known each other for years. You know, it's marriage. Things happen. You fight a little, you make up, you have some come to Jesus talk. Some fights are easier than others. But I think, we had like a very deep dive talk, that was at points funny and poignant and sad, but all with a lot of love and respect. And I think what I really love about it is, you know, sometimes like when you get in a fight and you make up, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's so blissful and da-da-da. That didn't happen. What happened was we were us again.
Right.
And to me, that was the perfect testament of the fact that the tide had turned. And trust me, I heard him and he heard me.
Good.
And
so glad.
Yeah. And that was the only reason I was thinking about the Cabo trip, because he really needs to rest. But he also really wants to like work out and feel strong. And right. I think I can give him a better staycation.
Good.
Here.
Good.
So I've planned out a few fun things for him and, you know, some dinners alone and one with the kids and massage and a fun pool moment with the kids. I think it's going to be good.
Okay, good. But I'm so glad you guys had that conversation.
It was heavy. Yeah. But I think sometimes you have to have them. But the thing is, you can't have those conversations when you're angry.
Right.
You can't have them when you're upset. You have to have them when you've had some reflection time to step back. And
I'm surprised you guys did it at a restaurant. And we're able to actually focus and talk it out and hash it out.
He brought it up. I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
He brought it up.
But it was the right time and it worked out.
Well, right at the beginning when we started talking about it, I go, look, I'm having such a good time here. I'm not going to ruin this moment with an argument. So if you want to talk, that's fine. But if you want to argue, then no.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, just talk.
Okay, good.
It was great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So then... we went from there, and I love that area downtown. I like staying there, too, especially when the weather is good. Oh, Bagatelle is right there.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's so nice. Anyway, we walked to the High Line, went up the High Line. And have you ever been on the High Line?
No.
Okay, so it's an elevated train track that goes from, like, where the Standard Hotel is down there. I'm so bad with those towns. Is that Chelsea?
I know nothing about it.
It's right near the meatpacking. It's right near the meatpacking district. I don't know. I'm not good with direction, as we all know. Anyway, so it starts right there and it just goes along the river.
Yeah.
And what they've done is they've planted it and built things and there's places to stop. You could have a drink. You could have a snack. They sell things. There's places to sit and sun yourself.
So cool.
And it takes you to Hudson Yard, which is this new, really cool, hip area that they built this crazy... you can't call it a statue because you can walk in it. It's like this huge, it looks like a Baccarat vase, like almost like a round Baccarat vase with waves on the side, made out of bronze, but you can walk all around it and all the way to the top.
It's like an art installation that's...
Yeah, that you can walk through.
That's so interesting.
It's really cool. And Hudson Yards is this huge, it's beautiful. It's a really cool, trendy area. Anyway, I'm wearing these new little Dior flats that I bought. They're so cute and they're really comfortable and they have ties around the ankle. I'm thinking, will the ties around the ankle be okay for all this walking? And I'm thinking, no, they feel pretty good. What I didn't think about was there's this little tab on the back of the shoe where the ribbon goes through. Oh my gosh, I crippled myself.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, not even blisters, wounds. I'm surprised I wasn't bleeding down the back of the Dior sandals. It was insane, but I was having so much fun that I eventually pulled the ribbons out and I gave myself a flat on purpose. Like I folded and I put my foot in like it was a slip.
That's hilarious.
Is that so funny?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, it was so much fun though. It's just like the coolest area and
And Terry was all about it too, walking around.
Oh, he loves that thing.
Oh, good.
And what's amazing is while we're doing this, so because we're doing so many projects at the same time, I'm like filming before we leave. I have my camera with me because I'm vlogging for work. By the way, you guys, if you haven't checked out our new YouTube channel called Work, Women Offering Real Knowledge, go check it out. It's all under Heather Dubrow. If you Google me on YouTube, and I think there might be a link on my Instagram too right now. But go check it out. It's so fun. The comments have been amazing. This past week, we talked about sex. The next one, I think, is a Rebecca Rothstein.
Yes.
So it's all about money. That one's coming out on Monday. It is so cool. Subscribe to this. This is a really fun conversation, and the comments are incredible. So absolutely keep those coming. So what I'm doing is I'm vlogging for the work show, and then we go out. Then I'm using my camera to do some different vlogs, and I'm also taking pictures of inspiration things for the fashion line. It was like crazy. I'm like, I'm doing like four projects at the same time, but it was really like fun and exciting, and I enjoyed it. No, Terry loves walking in the city.
Oh, good.
He loves it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So we did all that, and then went back to the hotel and fully made up.
Good.
Which was very,
very nice.
Very nice. And I have to say, as a throwback to the Jen Berman procedure.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
It's working.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's very interesting.
You only had one or two now?
I did two.
And it was the same procedure?
Yeah, I have to do it three times.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing it again next week. This is one that makes everything all pillowy in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Very nice.
Very pillowy.
Yeah, he really liked it.
Like Tempur-Pedic pillowy.
Yes, exactly.
But you really noticed the difference for you?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's great.
Okay.
I was all on board, man.
I like it.
It was, yeah. Yeah, and then like the best nap ever.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, so good. And I was so full from lunch because I usually don't eat that early in the day that I was like, I absolutely did not need to go to dinner, but
still went.
Went to dinner because Quality Meats is our happy place.
Yep.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today. So anyways, we went over to Quality Meats and took an Uber over there, and my plan was to walk back. So I had my little roll-up flats in my bag. And we ended up sitting where we always sit at Quality Meats, but we ended up yakking with, like, some of the other tables there. It was so funny.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, Terry's so not social. But I don't know. This one guy is, like, has got a store that sells watches, and we were talking about watch. I don't know. It was, like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And then I put on my flats with my wounded feet, and we walked back.
I love that.
It was just so nice. I think the first night we had a drink at our hotel bar too. It's such a pretty view.
Yeah.
And then the next day we got up and we went for a run in Central Park. And as we get on the trail, I realize everyone's wearing pink.
Uh-huh.
So it's Race for a Cure Day.
Oh.
And everyone's like running with their numbers on and they're in teams. And I'll tell you, I felt so weird.
Why?
I mean, I was super happy because I wanted to
be a part of it?
Yeah, like I felt weird running with them when I hadn't donated anything.
Right, right.
You know what
I'm
saying? And they're all running for people, and I was like
I should be a part of, like,
I had a pink bra and I was happy about that.
Yeah.
But I had a weird feeling. I don't know. Anyway, so we were running, and then halfway through our run was they veered off to the left to their finish line, and it was so cool to see everyone running through and the MCs and everyone cheering them on the sidelines, and it was really amazing. So just a side note, when I got home, back to the hotel, I went online and gave a donation.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, I wanted to. I was like,
maybe you should run next year.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like
you are a runner.
Yeah, I've wanted to do it before. I think for some reason, every time I want to do it, we're somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
But now maybe just make a note. I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Absolutely. But I'm glad I gave something. Because I don't know, I just felt weird, right?
Yeah. Like you're running next to them, but you're not.
It's like I'm supporting in a way, but I'm not supporting. Uh-huh. I need to do something.
Yeah.
So we went for a run, and then we got dressed, and we went to the Open. I'll tell you, the U.S. Open is so fabulous.
Yeah.
There's no riffraff at the Open.
Okay. So what, just walk
like,
me
you know, you have, you go to an arena or stadium, and there's like, you know, there's people in boxes, there's people in higher seats, lower seats, whatever. But you have people that are dressed.
Yes.
People that are not dressed. People that you want to veer away from.
Of course.
People that are rowdy. The Open is like, everyone is just lovely.
Really?
Everyone looks good. Everyone is dressed beautifully.
I mean, you also went to the finals. Like, literally.
Yeah, but there's cheap seats at the finals, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Smaller.
We are out of time. And I have to tell you, because this was the craziest match, and I have to tell you about where my seats were, what almost happened that was a disaster.
Uh-oh.
And how long this match was, because, oh, my God, you can't even know. And then I'll tell you about my fashion meetings, all that stuff. We have such a great show tomorrow. Gary Jannetty's on the show tomorrow, which I'm super excited about. Thank you for listening to today's show. And thanks again for our fabulous sponsors. Be sure to check out the show description for links to Canvas, 1839 CBD, Haverdash, Pluto TV, TrueCar, and my Amazon influencer page. And then you had a story you wanted to tell me that we didn't finish.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget your story.
I won't.
All right, and we'll cover all that tomorrow. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.